Everlasting smile, a smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you down, 'cause that would bring a tear to me.
This world has lost its glory, let's start a brand new story now, my love.
Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you how, my love. Talk in everlasting words, and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life, I'm here if you should call to me.
You think that I don't even mean a single word I say. It's only words,
and words are all I have to take your heart away.
It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. It's only words,
and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Shanti. There was a big, majestic, beautiful, and a towering tree. The tree was so magnificent, so big, that it seems as if the tree is trying to touch the sky. It was such a beautiful, majestic tree. But one day, that tree fell in love with a small boy. And the tree loved the boy so much that it would call that boy to him always, "Come, my child, come." And the child would come. And the child would play around the tree. Sometimes he would make the crown of its leaves and roam as if the king of the jungle. The child would enjoy the shade of the tree. The child would eat the fruits of the tree, and when at times the fruits are unreachable, the tree would bow itself down to that tree, to that boy. So there was a beautiful friendship between tree and the small boy. And the tree was very happy because it wanted to give and give and give. And the boy was very happy because it was receiving everything that it could. from that tree. And the tree and the boy would come to that tree almost every day, and it would play around that tree, enjoying the shade, the fruits, the leaves, the flowers, and everything that the tree has to offer. Gradually the child grew up. Now the child has to do his studies. So his visits were far and few between. But the tree still kept on calling, "Come, my child, come." And when that schoolboy would pass by that way, and tree is calling, "Come, my child, come," the boy would say, "I have my studies to do. I cannot come now. Now I am no more that small child, that kid. I have so many other tasks to do. How can I waste time with you now? I have my friends waiting for me. I have my studies." But the tree, out of love, kept on calling the child, "Come, my child, come," because it was truly in love with that child. The schoolboy grew up and became a college boy, and the tree was still calling, "Come, my child, come." And he got married, and one day he was passing that way, and the tree said, "You are the same kid, come, my child, come." But the man said, "Now I am married. I have to look after my children. I have to look after my wife. Should I waste time with you? I have so many other things to do." But the tree kept on calling, "Come, my child, come." The man, after a few more years, was an adult. And one day again he was passing that way, and the tree was again calling that man, "Come, my child, come." But the man said, "What should I do with you? Do you have money? I need money." "I have to work hard for earning money." But the tree said, "Why don't you pluck some of my fruits and sell them in the market, and you will get enough money." And even without a second thought, the man started plucking all the fruits, even the ones which were raw. And without even answering, without even thankfulness, he left. And he earned money, and from that money he earned further money. The tree was growing old. The man, after many, many years, was once again passing. By the time he is a rich man. But then, when he was passing that way, again, the tree said, "Come, my child, come." But the man said, "I want to build a big house. What you can do for me? I am not satisfied with small house. I want a bigger house." So the tree said, "Cut my branches and take my woods, and you can have your house." And immediately he started cutting the tree and took away all the branches, and only the stump was remaining. And he built a big house. And after many, many years, again that man, now an elderly man, was going by that way, and the tree said, "Come, my child, come." And he said, "I am going abroad to earn more money, and I need a boat. Can you provide me?" He said, the tree said, the stump said, "Cut this stump and make a boat. But at least come once to me. I am calling you. Please hug me. Come to me. I am in love with you." But he said, "I will come later on. Now I have to go abroad to earn more money. Please first let me make a boat out of you." and he made a boat and he left. And now only a small stump was remaining. And one day another man was passing that way. And the stump asked that man, "Where is that, my friend?" And the man said, "He has died. And I am searching for some woods for his funeral." And the stump of the tree said, "Why don't you take me? I am in madly in love with that boy. So use me for him." I don't know what happened later on. But it's a story of utter selflessness and true love. The tree represents the true love and the man represents the selfishness. But the tree is ready to give everything and the tree is calling all the time and the man is ever ready to take everything and never ready to give anything. And always thinking of himself and not thinking of others. But the true love is selfless and it is asking to come just. It wants to give something. It has something to offer. Sometimes leaves, sometimes flowers, sometimes fruit, sometimes branches, sometimes stump. And at last everything. So today's Murli Baba said, this just one word has made the difference. What is that? Swarth. Swarth means selfish motives, selfishness. If you can change this word from swarth to seva arth, seva arth means for the sake of seva, it will be the magic. It will be a mantra, it will be the key to success. And this single word is responsible for all the upheavals, all the sorrows, all the sufferings, all the vices of the world. Just one word. What is that word? Swarth. Swarth means selfishness. I and my family, that's it. I don't care what's happening to the world. To what extent I am selfish? To what extent I am selfless? These are the points to churn. How much selfish, how much selfless I am. What I am doing in my life. What I am doing for others. Am I just doing everything for myself? I have my own pushat for my own efforts. Is there something I can go out of my way and help the world? The world is suffering, the world is crying, the world needs my help. And I am the world benefactor. I am not the benefactor of one person, one family, one society, one nation, one state, one nation. But my interests are international, not just national. I do not belong to one country, but I belong to the world. I have come for the world. Such unlimited feelings of selflessness. Because whenever man has tried to be selfish, he has landed himself up in trouble. For example, there was a plane going on flight. In that plane there were four people. One was doctor, another was lawyer, third was priest and fourth was a child. And as that plane was going, taking its flight, suddenly the brake failed, the diesel finished, and there was some mechanical hitch. And the pilot took out his parachute and ran away and flew. And there were only three parachutes remaining. So the doctor said, "I am the most important person. I save lives. I deserve to be saved." He took one parachute and he jumped out. There was a lawyer and he said, "I am the smartest person in the world. I should be saved." And he jumped. And now only one parachute remained. The priest said, I am already an old man, my child. He said to the child, you take that parachute and you jump. Even if I die, it's okay. I have already lived my life. But the child said, don't worry, we have two parachutes with us. The lawyer took my sack, school sack. So don't worry. So everywhere man tries to be selfish. Let me take care of myself. My everything should be good. I don't worry what is happening to the world. There are few people who go out of their way and they help others. There are very few people, few souls who think of the world. And here, when God comes on earth, He makes every one of us a selfless server. In this yajna, you will find thousands and lakhs of selfless servers. Those who are just doing out of their selflessness, everything for everyone. Some of them are totally unknown, unidentified. Nobody knows them, but they are walking and they are the pillars of this yajna. So today is Avyakta Murli. We'll try to revise. Leaving aside the questions and the meeting with parties, the main Murli has got 10 important points. The first point, the unlimited canopy of Madhuban. The unlimited canopy of Madhuban. It has got three things. What are they? The sun of knowledge, the moon of knowledge, and third, stars of knowledge. In the outside world, Baba said, in that sun, in that sky, you can see just sun and stars, or moon and stars, but you cannot see moon and sun together most of the time. But here you have all the three things together, and these stars, you stars, are receiving blessings. What blessing you are receiving from the sun? From sun you are receiving power, and from moon you are receiving love. So this is a yoga experiment where you see the sun of knowledge, Shiva Baba, and through him you are receiving powers. And you see Brahma Baba as sun of, as moon of knowledge, and through him you are receiving love. And after receiving these two blessings, what is happening to you? What's happening to you? You are becoming what? Lovely. You are becoming double light, and you are becoming embodiment of success. Three things are happening. When you receive power from the sun of knowledge, when you receive love from the moon of knowledge, the star of knowledge turns into a lovely star. The star of knowledge turns into double light. All the burdens, all the bondages, all the shackles, all the weight is removed. And you become embodiment of success. Safalta Swarup. You become star of success. Safalta ke sitare. So this is the first part of the Murli. Whatever we read, that should turn into an image. Convert into a picture. See the star, see the sun, see the moon, see the rays are coming. And the star was dirty at first, but the moment it received the two blessings, it has become lovely. Earlier it was very heavy, but the moment the blessings came, it has become light. And the earlier it was suffering from failures, But now as it receives the two blessings, it has become the very embodiment of success. So that's the first thing Baba said in today's Murli. The second point is mantra of success. The second thing is mantra of success. What is that mantra? Change this word as we started the class with that story. From selfishness, make everything for the sake of service. Thinking of others. How I can help. How I can contribute. How I can cooperate. Bible mentions the story of Good Samaritan. The man was going by the way, he is attacked by robbers, stabbed and looted, and he is falling down. He has fallen down bleeding. A priest is coming by that way and he has some lecture to give. And the man cries out, please help me. But the priest looks at him and says, oh, you are wounded. I sympathize with you. But what should I do? I have a lecture to give on spirituality. How to help humanity. How can I help you? I would have helped you. But I have a lecture to give in somewhere in synagogue, in temple. Another man comes. He also sees. He also sympathizes. But he has some important job to do. He also goes away. The rich man goes away and the third person comes on his donkey and he sees that wounded man and he helps him, takes care of him, takes him to the asylum, looks after him in that sanatorium, takes care of his wound. And the Jesus Christ asks, who is the good Samaritan? Who is the good person? Philanthropist, the third one, who helped his fellow men, who went out of his way and helped somebody. So Baba said, what is the success mantra? Change this. Say swarth into seva arth. This is the mantra of success. The third point, key to success. Baba said, other people keep on giving other keys, but nobody gives one key. And which is that key? This key of selflessness. This is the key you donate to the world. This is the Murli when Jagdish Bhai, Mohini Bhai are going abroad for service and Baba is meeting them. Baba said to them, give this key to the places where you go. So that everyone tries to become successful. Baba is talking with the wings. And in the wings also everybody tries to become successful. Maybe sometimes for their selfish means and sometimes with the help of facilities of science. So the key to success again is selflessness. Because Baba said selfishness is responsible for all upheavals, all sorrows, hangama, sufferings, halchal. Everything that's happening, the klesh that is happening in the world. It's at the root of all the vices. So the key to success is this. So these are the three more most important things from today's Murli. First, a yoga experiment. Second, mantra. And third, key. So we should have that key with us all the time. The moment we achieve failure in life, especially in spiritual services, probably we were selfish somewhere. The more we try to be unselfish, everything changes. The world changes. Our vision changes. Our attitude, perspective, vritti, drishti, everything changes. So learn to be as selfless as possible. Niswarth. It's a great task, but we must try to do that. Baba is telling us to be niswarth, selfless. Let me do as much as possible for others. The fourth thing from today's Murli, Bab Dada's ceremony. So Baba has given us three things: Taj, Takht and Tilak. Taj means crown, Takht means throne, and Tilak means, what do you call Tilak in English? Tilak is Tilak. There's no English word. So which Tilak Baba is giving us? Awareness, Smriti. This is also good, a yoga experiment, that you sit in front of Baba and see that he is giving you a Tilak of Smriti. Means awareness, means you always stay in remembrance. And then he is giving you one crown. Which is that crown? Specialities. It is embedded with pearls of specialities. And what is the throne Baba is giving us? Throne of double light. So this is how he celebrated the ceremony. And Baba also said about the Tilak of Satyug and Tilak of angels. Even angels get the Tilak. What is that? Complete and perfect stage. And even the deities get the Tilak, but they get the Tilak of world sovereignty. While you are getting the Tilak right now of Smriti. See, God is so poetic. His language is so rich. His imagination, everything. There's one line by William Shakespeare in one of the books, Midsummer Night Dreams. Then one of the characters say, as imagination bodies forth the forms of things unknown, the poet's pen turns them to shape and gives to airy nothing a local habitation and name. Shakespeare says, poet's pen, and as imagination bodies forth, the poet imagines something, and his pen turns airy nothing, which is nothing, into local habitation, into something, and gives it a local habitation and name. The abstract things, the shapeless things, the airy nothings are given some shape, some name by poet through his imagination. So Baba is the poet of poet. His language is very rich. Whenever Baba talks, he talks, he uses his points, he uses the things of this world and hangs his point on those things. Because his points are nirakar, incorporeal. So what he will do with those points? So he has to use the things of this world and hangs his point there. That's what he does. So that's why he is talking of Taj, Takht and Tilak. Tilak, he is giving you awareness. Taj, he is giving you specialities. And Takht, he is giving you double light, the throne of double light. So going to the subtle world and see that Baba is offering you a throne, then he is putting a crown over your head, and then he is giving you Tilak. So the text should be converted into drill. This is text. So install this app in your mobile to convert text into drill. It's a beautiful app, spiritual app. It's available on Divine Store of God. So that's the fourth thing Baba said. And then fifth point, garlands. What are the garlands that Baba is putting around our neck, and what are the garlands we are putting around Baba's neck? And the memorial of this is in the path of devotion, Baba said. So what garlands Baba is putting around our neck? Success. four garlands Baba is putting round our neck, and we are putting four garlands round his neck. So he is putting the garland of success round our neck. He is putting the garland of blessings round our neck. He is putting the garland of love round our neck. He is putting the garland of blessings round our neck. This is also a yoga drill, that we go to Baba and Baba is ready with garland. Child, you are successful. He is calling all the time, child, come, child, come, child, come. We are saying, no, I have no time. I have to do my homework. I have to spend time with my friends. I have a house to build and I have money to earn. But the majestic father is calling, come, child, come, play with me. Sit with me, see my beautiful leaves, my fruits, my flowers. But then I have no time. I am no more a kid. When I had come in Gyan and I was small, that time I had lot of time for you. Now I have many other things to do. I have so much seva to do. And so many other things to do. But the father is saying, come my child, come. He is always smiling, an everlasting smile. What garland we are putting around Baba's neck? Yes, remembrance, yad, love, pyar. Third, elevated thoughts. And fourth, spiritual roses, Ruhani Gulab. These are the garlands we are putting around Baba's neck. And Baba is putting some garland around our neck. Such a beautiful picture. Again an imagination, again a visualization. Many people say your yoga is just a visualization or just imagination or what? It's not actually imagination. It is to make it more entertaining. For example, there's a thin wall and there is a treasure and one thief is on this side and there is a thin wall. Can this thief sleep at night? There's a thin wall and there is a treasure on this side. Can this thief sleep at night? No. He is all the time thinking about this treasure. But he has not seen the treasure. So he is imagining that I am enjoying the treasure. The treasure is there, but he is just told. He has not seen. So if somebody says, what are you imagining? This is, what are you thinking? This is just your imagination. This is not true. But the one who has seen both, he knows that there is a treasure and there is a thief. And the one who has seen the treasure is telling the thief that there is a treasure. You think of it. You imagine it. You visualize it. You find ways to reach this treasure. And one day you will reach the treasure. In the similar manner, the one who is the almighty authority and who is the ocean of knowledge, he is telling us that there is a subtle world and there is your supreme abode and such things are there and such things happen there. And he is telling us that I am putting garland around your neck and you are putting garland around my neck, and the memorial of this is in the path of devotion. So we have to believe. There is a event in Bible that is given. Jesus Christ is crucified. He comes back after 3 days. And he meets all his disciples. But during that time, one disciple was not there, Thomas. So Jesus Christ comes and goes after meeting few disciples. Thomas comes back and says, I don't believe. How can I believe? You must have met anyone. How can I believe? I will believe only if I touch his hand. Only if I feel him, then only I will believe that Jesus had come, our master had come. So next time Jesus comes again. And that time he says to Thomas, Thomas come, hold, see my hand. And he starts crying, "Oh Lord, forgive me." And Jesus says to him, "It's very easy to believe the things you have seen. Learn to believe in seeing things you have not seen. Learn to believe in things you have not seen." So Baba is talking about garlands. So that is the fifth point. Fifth? Yeah. Next, flowers. Which flowers Baba is talking about? Flowers of enthusiasm. Baba is seeing the flowers of enthusiasm. They should be with us all the time. And then Baba is meeting Madhuban group, and he said Madhuban has got two parts, Madhuban Nivasis. The first part is of tireless service, and second part is the self-study. Adhyayan, Swaka Adhyayan. Madhuban Nivasis have got these two parts, tireless service and self-study. We should also have these two parts. At one time, on one side, we are serving tirelessly, on another side, self-checking, self-study, thinking what more to do. And then Baba is talking about lottery. Baba said, "You all Brahmins have got lottery." And the last, Baba said, "Here in Madhuban you get refreshment." What is the real refreshment of the soul? Food? Luxuries? What is the refreshment of the soul? Anyone? How the soul will get refreshed? Yeah? By lightness. But by doing what? By meditation. By what we are going to get refreshed? Baba said, all of those who have come here have won a lottery. To come means to accumulate multi-million fold. In Madhuban you receive refreshment of both soul and body. You receive refreshment of soul. In English there is a saying, silence is the sleep that refreshes wisdom. Enter into the cave of silence and the wisdom is refreshed. Enter into the cave of solitude and the soul get refreshed. By food your body might get refreshed, but the real food of the soul is knowledge. Churn Murli and you will get refreshed. Go deep into the every point of Murli and you will get refreshed. Get rid of all the vices and you get refreshed. Get rid of all the selfishness and you get refreshed. This is the success mantra. This is the key of mantra. Key mantra. Key or mantra for success. And one more thing, the last point is dance. What is the dance? Happiness. See what beautiful Murli is this. Baba is talking about dance. Baba is talking about flowers. Baba is talking about garlands. Baba is talking about tilak, taj, takht. Baba is talking about a divine unlimited canopy where there is a moon, there is a star, there is sun. All entertaining. Baba is talking of some mantra. Baba is talking of some key to treasure. These are all the keywords from today's Murli. So whenever you read any Murli, read it in such a manner that it stays with you with some keynote messages. That Murli should turn into some spiritual drill. That Murli should become something which you can practice in your daily life. I remember long back, I was in Madhuban and early morning hours I was sitting in Baba's hut. It was about 3 a.m. and I received a call from ICU. First a message came that a patient has come, 60-year-old patient has come, and he is very tachypneic, very much breathless, and the doctor who was on duty, the junior doctor, he said, they sent by messages, by WhatsApp, he said that patient is bad and he has talked with the relatives and patient is getting breathless, and he said he is about to put patient on ventilator. So I was sitting in Baba's room, but I felt that I should go. Though I was feeling the pull of that bodiless stage, but still duty is first. So I got out from there, went to the hospital, went to the ICU. The patient was really very bad. He was out of breath. There were tourists who had come to Mount Abu, and it was a very difficult intubation, very difficult, but still it was done. And I was there in ICU for about 1 hour, from 3 to 4. Before that I was doing yoga in absolute bodiless stage, and throughout that 1 hour I was doing and managing that emergency, but absolutely calm and quiet, not speaking much, putting line, center line, this, that, and multiple procedures of ICU related procedures. I did everything, came out, I talked with the relatives, I said to them that right now the patient is serious, he's on ventilator, let's see. And I came out and came back to Madhuban and restarted the yoga which was left. But I didn't feel that it was left, as if the yoga was going on during that 1 hour period of emergency also. And then yoga, and then we had our spiritual class there at 5 a.m. and then Murli class, and then little walk around here and there. And then 9 o'clock, by 9 o'clock I totally forgot that that is a patient, and I had come in between at night to see that patient, because that task, because to handle emergency you have to shout lot in ICU, do this, bring that, do that, and multiple things. But I remember this, everything was done in the stage of silence, and I didn't speak much, and I even forgot that there's a patient. And by the time I came to ICU, the relatives all were drooping down, oh thank you, thank you. I said, what is this? And I saw the patient was fully awake, on ventilator still, but he was much better, and in another 2-3 days he was extubated, sent to ward, and went home walking. So even in the most difficult of the situations, most exigent situations, emergency situations, this knowledge can be used. I felt as if while doing all the procedure, as if the canopy of God is above me, as if Baba is showering rays of purity upon me and also on that patient who was about to die, but he was saved. All things which are done in the stage of bodilessness are very powerful, and they are the acts of goodness and the acts of selflessness. So these are the 10 things Baba said in today's Murli. We will revise again. The first thing, unlimited canopy of Madhuban. This first paragraph, unlimited canopy of Madhuban, where we have sun, moon, and stars. The stars have received blessing from moon, the stars have received blessing from sun, power and love. Because of this blessing, the stars have become lovely, the stars have become double light, and stars have become embodiment of success. The second, mantra of success. What is that? Replace one word difference. Swarth, replace into seva, arth, for the sake of service. The third, key. Baba said, you are going out, now give keys of success, of treasure to everyone. And then Baba talked about ceremony. What is the ceremony? Taj, takht, and tilak. And then Baba talked about garlands. Few garlands he is putting around our neck, and few garlands we are putting around our neck. And then he talked about flower. What is the flower we offer at him? Enthusiasm. And what is the dance? Happiness. And what are the two parts Madhuban Nivasis are playing? All of you Madhuban Nivasis, Baba is saying, are powerful, are you not? You have played the part of serving tirelessly, one, and second, also the part of studying for yourself, self-study, swa-adhyayan. These are the parts, two parts of Madhuban Nivasi. And last two things, we have received lottery. So I am giving you one homework, to all of you, what are the lotteries we have received in Brahmin life? What are the lotteries from Amrit Vela till night we have received? It is the factory of lottery. So what is that lottery? And last thing, refreshment, or refreshment of both soul and body. How are we going to refresh the soul? We know how to refresh the body, but for refreshment of soul, tapasya is needed. Introversion is needed, silence is needed. So this is in short about today's murli. Om Shanti.